Hanan Shefer 21.
867. And 866 for you.
What is the difference in that?
Shefer 867.
No,
what is
866?
This is what they want to do. 866 is in Hebrew.
Oh.
Shabbat Shalom.
We are in the story about Ahav. He seems to be the king of Israel. A powerful king that the Gemara says is one of the three kings that ever ruled the whole world. Very powerful person, but did not comply with the commands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only did not comply, is against HaKadosh Baruch Hu a lot of things, mainly worshipping idols, mainly. His wife was described before, if you remember, very bad lady, not even a Jew. She was the daughter of the king of Lebanon, spoke probably French. And she was so bad that when Ahav wanted to change his mind about belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she convinced him to stay wherever he is. For example, if you remember, that when Ahav was convinced by Eliyahu Navi, that when Eliyahu Navi brought the fire in Haifa and Har Carmel, and all of Israel said, Hashem wa Elohim, Ahav went home. Rain started to calm down. He came home, his wife the whole night gave him a hard time. He said, nonsense, nonsense, nonsense. In the morning, she said she's going to kill Eliyahu Navi. Kill Eliyahu Navi. Soon we'll find out a secret, what power she has exactly. But again, she was a very, very bad lady. Very not pure lady, the middle says. And she has a bad record. In a way, today was the first Puerto Rico parade. So this is the Lava Malka.
This is a farewell to the building.
He has permission.
We are going to learn about Isabel.
Maybe Isabel. With your permission, this is chapter 21 in Sefer Menachem. Vayachar ha'dvarim ha'ele. After the stories that we learned last week, Kerem. Kerem היה לשלומו, היה לנבות, I'm sorry. שיר השירים הזה. Kerem היה לנבות הישראלי אשר בישראל. A person, his name was Navot, that is the first cousin of Ahav, says the Gemara. His father, Ahav's father, his name was Omri, were brothers. This Mr. Navot got from his father a vineyard. He was in Israel. This is next to Emek Beit Sha'an. Etzel Echal Ahav Melech Shomron, next to the palace of Ahav. And the Ahav and Navot, the more Ahav spoke to him, to his cousin, Nali Yitzram Ahav, I would like to purchase your vineyard, Yelilegan Yarak. I want to make it like a sabzi, you know, like a vegetable garden. Vegetable garden, let's make a vegetable garden. We're talking about the guy that ruled the whole world. He needs now, you know, he wants to have a nice garden next to his palace. And in the meantime, his cousin owns this vineyard. He wants to get this vineyard. Kiyu karov etel beti, this is very close to my house, to his palace. I can give you any other place a better vineyard. But if you don't like another vineyard, it doesn't matter. I will give you money. Anything you wish, like the state, you know, the state can come over to you and they say the state. Right, eminent domain, you know. Finish. If you don't know real estate, this is what it means, eminent domain. So yes, it really has the power to do it. The Gemara says this really is the prophecy of Shmuel HaNavi. When Shmuel HaNavi was asked by Am Yisrael that he should appoint a king for them, Shmuel HaNavi said, you don't know what the king is all about. Let me explain to you what the king is all about. A king means by no warning he can come to your house. He says, tomorrow morning it's a highway.
But he's not Mashiach Hashem, is he?
Who? Doesn't matter. He is a king and he has a power. He has the power to take people to be servants in his palace. He has the power to go and tell somebody, please give me your car, give me the keys, say goodbye, kiss the key goodbye, and I'm going to drive this car. Say, for no reason. He comes to you tomorrow morning, he said he wants to plant a vineyard. Instead of your house, he brings a tractor, he breaks the house, he makes himself a garden. He's allowed to do everything. Here, the Navi said that he comes and he's a gentleman. He's a gentleman. Either he wants to give him in another place, you know, downtown Manhattan, or he wants to give him top dollar for it. The guy says he doesn't want. Yemen Ramot Elachav, sentence 3, Chalil Ali Me'ashim Iti Tachat Avotelach. I cannot give it to you. Chachamim said what the explanation is, means since he inherited from his father, so he has some kind of feeling for this, and Hashem gave it to him via his father, and he doesn't want to give it. It's not so simple you can say no to a king. It's not so simple. Even though the Gemara says if the king does not behave the way he should behave, maybe he doesn't have the power to really exercise what he wants to do. But here, Achab was the king of Israel again. He was the king, the Gemara says, Mashal B'Kippah, that he ruled the whole world. He wants to have the vineyard. He says, no, I don't want to give you the vineyard. He says, Khalil Ali, Chas V'Shalom, God forbid, that I should give you something that my father gave to me. He says, what's the big deal? Achab Gam Chom is upset. He's upset. By the talking of this Mr. Nabot, by Yomei Lo Eten Lechar Tachat Avotai, that Nabot told him, I'm not going to give you the vineyard. Veishkabar Mitato, he goes to sleep. Veyasev Et Panav Lo Achal Lachem, he didn't even attend dinner, no supper, Shabbatet. No dinner, no supper, he's upset. What's the big deal? The guy just wants to make a little garden. So the guy that your cousin doesn't want to give it to you. So that's an excuse, that's for dinner. He comes home, he has a bad mood. He lies down on the bed, he doesn't have dinner. I heard once that, you know, somebody came to a restaurant, he had no money. So the guy said, you have any money? He said, I'm not giving you anything to eat. He said, if you don't give me anything, I'm going to do what my father used to do. He said, tell him right away, who knows what he's going to do? They gave him dinner, and said, after dinner, says, what did your father used to do? He said, my father used to go to sleep hungry. He said, yeah, Achab is going to sleep hungry. I mean, what's the big deal? The guy doesn't want to give you, that's not here. What's the big deal over here? Making an issue out of it? I mean, it's the king that rules the whole world. So the guy doesn't want to give it, it's a big deal. He cousin anyway. It's a big deal. It's not a big deal. He's not going to make it. It's not the first day he became a king. He taught the end of his life already. He's going to die very soon. It's a big deal. So why are you making an issue out of it? But the boy loves every store. This is garbage, it's called. It's every, this is garbage. It's every means an island of garbage. He's there, garbage. A goy, she's a goy. She came over to him and said, Rabbi Allah, Mazir Ochat Tal Chapel Lechem, said, what about the supper? It's on the table, the steak. What's going on? What happened? A king, can you imagine? A king. But he tells the king, I don't know why, in the future tense, that I will talk to Navot Israeli, but Omar Lot, Navi, Tanachab, and Hezeth. I told him, you won't, I'll pay you. You have to take care of Tachtav. He's too cheap, it doesn't matter. He's all confused with it, he's upset. So he says, I offered him another vineyard. He said, I'm not going to give him a vineyard. And that's why I'm not having supper, I'm upset. So what a good wife should do? consider himself big deal. Big deal. Okay, big deal to convince others. It's nonsense, nonsense. What's nonsense? The man is running the whole world. He needs a little vineyard. But Tomer Allah is ever so the witch is ever said, Ata, the Sibyl Khal Israel, you the big king. Please stand up, go back to the dining room, have your supper, have your dinner, make your heart feel good. I'm going to give you. So what's the big deal? If you want it, you cannot take it. If you want, you can take it. So she's going to take it. What do you mean you're going to take it? If I would be the Archam, I'd say, I'm going to take it. Whatever you want to do, I can do also. I'm the king. If there's more money, I put him in jail as a terrorist. I send him to Sibir. That's it. Concentration camp. So if I want, I can do it myself. I'm wanting to give it to me. How could you do it? How could you do it? He doesn't want. He said he doesn't want to give it to me. He's going to give it to you. Instead to convince him, the son says, she said, I'm going to get it for you. Now she's going to get it. But if Tosfot Salim Hashem Achav, she wrote letters, signed Achav's name, but Achav Mechotamo, she signed it with Achav's signature, she sent it to the place that Nabot was dwelling in. But Yosef Sarim Asarim Lamo Kurut Soma Shimon Nabot Moroshav. He says, please call up a fast day. A fast day, it means that, sometimes at times, that's the Gemara, sometimes at times they used to call and to announce the fast day in order, the stock market to go up, the oil prices to go down, for gold to go down. Since the economy wasn't so good, he used to announce the first day. That's a guarantee. I'm telling you, it's a guarantee. If all the Jewish people will fast one day, the prices of the gas will go down $40 a barrel. I guarantee you that. Fast is a tremendous power. Tremendous power. Tremendous. Now, in Baltimore, my reference is in the Twitter. I don't say that. But you people sick in Baltimore, in the sickness that it's almost no cure for the city. So the rabbi in Baltimore said that the whole city has to fast. The whole city has to fast. They fasted and all the people became well. Just lately. Not 100 years ago. Just now. Lately. Fast is the best thing. Hashem loves people fasting.
Like Esther.
Esther, yeah. The Rambam says, if being attacked by a goy, if you're being attacked by animals, fast, just do tani. Years ago they used to fast, everybody was sick, people used to fast. In Yemen, I don't know, you have the Yemen Shabbat Torah, as they told you that. In Yemen, the doctors are the shoemakers, and the shoemakers are the doctors. So in Yemen, somebody was sick, and he's sick today. You see, in Yemen, there's people over there, somebody is sick, they don't go to the doctor. They pray for him, they go to the graves. Because they live in the mountains. By the time they get to the hospital, the man is dead already anyway. So if the man is well, fine. If not, they say Gezerah. It's from Hashem. It says Negemah. Some people, Hashem, don't feel well, you fast. You fast for them. You do Tani. Fast. It says Maharil. It says a few hundred years ago, somebody was sick, a big rabbi, his name Maharil, in Europe. It says he was lying on the floor, and he used to poke him with a needle. He didn't feel nothing. Almost dead. So the whole city decided to do a fast tanit for him. On midday, he woke up, he came to the shul, he came to the Knesset, and he said, oh, Shalom Aleichem! Started to dance with him. So he said, please continue the fast till the evening. And the Gemara says it. The Gemara says, even though that you had what you wanted from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, continue till the night. So this witch, Isabel, she wrote letters and said, once you announce a fast. So the Chachamim said, the Gemara says, why a fast? Because this is Achav. Achav said to have a fast. Why Achav said to have a fast? Since the economy is not so good or some kind of trouble in the government, fast. Do a tanit, for sure something good will come out of it. So she writes a fake thing, and she tells everybody, please announce the fast day. Well, she mentioned Nabot Baruch Hashem, also called this guy Mr. Nabot. She should join the people over there in the fast, they used to make like a special prayers and special I don't know if it's like not prayers but something like certain good things that they used to do when they used to say. So she writes in the book, let's do this thing, do a special fast day, but make sure that this guy Navot is sits over there. Or she will try, it's written in the letter, or she will shnei manashim levliar nigdo, please hire two false witnesses. Huh?
Mafiosa.
Hire two false witnesses. You do them all, they should stand up in the middle of the fast. While they have this meeting, they should stand up, they should say, Berachta Elokim v'melech. It says, we heard that Navot cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When this, such a statement is not a big investigation. When two witnesses come to court and they say we have somebody cursed, that's, it's a dead man already. A dead man. Usually, a person is afraid to do it. Why? Because in case somebody is going to come and is going to say something against him, he might be killed instead of those of that person. So it's a little bit scary to come to court and say such a statement. Because it might happen to the person, whatever he wants. That's the Torah says. If some people will say, where did it happen? It says, Navot cursed Hashem in this town. So you need only two other people to come and say, well, you war with us in different towns in the same time. Let's call it Domain. It means they're going to kill them. So it's a little bit scary to come and say such a statement. But she is a red. Right. So she is a red, is a red. She's writing in the letter, please hire two hitmen and let them say a statement that Navot cursed God. Cursed Hashem, but seriously, kill him on the spot. Innocent man, the man means well. It says, this Ahab wants his vineyard, he doesn't want to sell his vineyard. So Zevet said, you know what, we'll fix it up. How are you going to fix it up? You announce a fast day. And then, in the middle of the first day, you hire two false witnesses. They come in front of everybody, all the court people, and they say, they are the two witnesses will say, Navot cursed God, they're going to breath, grab him on the spot, they're going to kill him. And then eventually, they're going to take away the vineyard. So, Yatsu Anshei Yiruah Zkenim Achurim Asher Hashim Yiruah Zkenim Achurim Asher Hashim. Did you do the same thing? Whatever was written in the letter, those bad people, the Gemara says, bad judges, bad people, listen to the nonsense, hire two witnesses, and made a court, they called up a fast day, Kahu Tzom, Sentence 12, they announced a fast day, Oshiva Tanot Borosh Ham, they called Navot, hey, Mr. Rabbi, come sit down and join us to the fast day. And in the middle of this first day, sentence 13, by Avohu Shnei Anashim Bnei Avliyal, the two bad people arrived, by Yishmu Negdo, they stand in front of Navot, by Yidu, Anshei Avliyal et Navot, Neged Am Nemon, they stood up in front of everybody, they said, Beirach Navot Elokim Vamelech. He cursed God, he cursed Hashem. What happened? By Yotziyu Mechut Tzayi, by Yitzkiru Arim Emot. By the way, they took him out of time, threw him from the second floor, stoned him with the rocks, dead. Where is God?
Elokim
HaMelech means either he cursed Ahab with Hashem's name, or it means he cursed God and the king, or it means the cursed God as the king. But where is God? How is it possible? Innocent man, a holy man. Navot is a holy man. No? Navot is a holy man. Navot does not want to sell the vineyard that he got from his father. He says, for God's sake, I cannot do it. He means well. Here, she decided to hire two witnesses. The two witnesses will say a false statement. They're going to kill him. By the way, if you want to kill him, it's very easy. Just send him, you know, in the tunnel in England, and another car comes, and then and the princess is dead.
Suicide.
You crash into him. What's the big deal? You crash. You can't even tunnel. You go in front of him with a big truck and he's dead. You don't need to hire witnesses. If you want to kill somebody, there's a lot of things to kill somebody. You go swimming with him in the mikveh and you hold him down. You ask, you know, you buy cement boots for him and you say, let's go fishing, and he falls off the bridge. If you want to tell somebody, you don't need advice like this. He can say anything. You say Navot drove on Shabbat. If you drive on Shabbat, also you get killed. Yeah. There's a lot of things in the Torah. Anything. She chose that thing. She said, if you want to kill Navot, that's gonna work. How's it gonna work? Where is Hashem? Two witnesses can come and trick the court. How to trick the court? Rabbanim, Dayanim, sit down over there. I mean, everybody was false, maybe even there was false.
Unless he deserved it.
He didn't deserve it. He didn't deserve it.
He's a good man.
He's a very good man. Excellent man. So you can hear. He's holy, he's really a holy man.
Hazan.
וישלחו אל איזבל אמור סוכן נבות וימות. They send the messenger to איזבל. נבות is dead. Finally he is dead. ואיכי שמוע איזבל כי סוכן נבות וימות. She heard when נבות is dead. ויתומר איזבל אחר קום רשת קרם למות ישראלית. She goes to her husband and says, go down. You can inherit. חכמים says, since he was his cousin. הגמרא said, not only he killed him and his children. He made sure the whole family is dead completely.
He's the
boy.
He's the
boy.
He's the hair.
He's the hair. He's the hair. That's how bad he is.
He or she?
She. Well, he agreed. Ahav agreed with that, right?
Did he agree with it?
Yeah, she told him. She told him, don't worry.
Yeah.
She told him, don't worry. She's going to do something.
Don't worry.
ראי כשמוע, סנטנס 15, כשמוע איזבל כסוכן ויעמוד ויוצא מאיזבל לאחריו קום רשת כיון לבות הישראלי אשר מהן נתן לך רצית בחסד כיון לבות חי ושימת. He says, this guy Navot is dead, go down and take the vineyard. ראי כשמוע אחריו כמת נבות, he heard that נבות is dead, ויקום אחריו לרדת כיון לבות הישראלי ולשתו, אחריו goes down and said, finally I get the vineyard. Why is he going down? He's going down. Where is he going? There doesn't have servants. I don't know where is he going down. It's amazing. He goes down. What do you mean you go down? He didn't want to be the gardener. Probably he's going to something, you know, Spanish people. I said, where is he? He's going down. Where are you going down? So he goes down to the vineyard. Vayidvar Hashem liyad Yishvi lemor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Eliyahu HaNavid, tells him, Kum re likrat achad melech Yisrael Hashem Shavuot. Please go down right away to the vineyard. Hinei becherem navot. He went to the vineyard. He wants to get the vineyard. He devoured a lot. Please talk to him. What did he do? You kill the person, and now and you go and you take it away from him. Please talk to him. Say those words. Those are the words of God. He says the same place when they killed Navot. Like the dogs came and licked the blood of Navot, you should know you're going to get killed, and the dogs will lick your blood. So the other day goes over there to the vineyard, and says, you're my enemy. You're my enemy. Says, Ahav refers to Eliyahu Navi as Eliyahu Navi is his enemy. My enemy, did you find me over here? But Yom HaMatzati, Yom HaMatzati doesn't respond to the word enemy. He says, I found you, Yanit Makir Chal, Zdra Bnei Hashem, you sold yourself to do bad things in front of Hashem. What is the thing? That he killed the person in order to take the vineyard. I didn't say it's a very bad thing, it's a very bad thing. But Hashem is so upset at such a thing that the dogs are going to lick his blood. Needs to be explained. And the guy being described in the Tanakh, that he's one of the worst, as far as Abu Dazarai is concerned, as far as other bad things he did. But here, Hashem gives such a curse. Of course, can he really think people, maybe it's worse, maybe. Then there's 21, in Nimevi Elechara, Oviati Acharecha. I'm sorry?
He's also responsible for killing all of the Nevi'im.
Yeah, of course.
Because he killed the Levim that Hashem
is mad. They better kill the Levim, not him, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, she also killed...
She killed the Levim? I mean...
She killed the Levim also.
No, she wants to kill Eliyahu Levim also. Yeah, she could have done all the meeting before. What's the problem over here? I mean, the problem is Hashem is so upset. Hence, when you want, in Nimi says nobody's going to be left from your family. It's a disaster that your family is going to be vanished from this world. Forget about it. It says your heart will be the house of Jeroboam and the house of Baasha. It means no more descendants from you. And the whole family, and the Nabi will tell us later, the whole family got just vanished. It's what, because he killed one person? Gam Yizebel dibir Hashem lemo haklavim yochlo et Yizebel b'chel Yisrael. It's a chemic Yisrael. It says also, the Nabi says, by the way, I have a message for your wife. Yizebel, this garbage, Hashem said, the dogs will eat her. And actually, they did eat her. Actually, the dogs ate her.
What?
Ate her.
That's
a prophecy. Both. A prophecy by him, they said only the dogs will lick his blood. By Yizebel, the dogs will eat her. Will eat her. And actually they ate her. Besides, the Gemara says, the palms of Yizebel, the palms, her palms, stayed on the street, and the bottom of the foot also. Says the Gemara, she used to be a big dancer, and she used to go and dance every wedding, she used to go to the weddings to dance in front of the bride. So the Gemara says, she was such a good dancer, and that's the chud that married, that she went to make the bride happy, the palms of the hand were left. The rest of the body, the head, the rest of the body, besides the palms and the bottom of the feet, everything was eaten by the dogs. And then he was hit later. So what? For what? For what? Because of that advice. This is not so bad. This is so bad. So she killed one person. By the way, Ahav is allowed to do it. I mean, maybe the way she did it is wrong. It's wrong, yeah? But again, Ahav has a right as a king to go and take property from everybody he wants. That's the halacha. Melech poet would get there. A king can come and just break the wall, the fence around your house, and take the furniture out, take the house out, send you far away, and say, this is my house.
He
over here is a gentleman, he wants to prepare.
Lishon Siva.
That's the power of the king. It's called King Shitei Matoleha. Yeah, that's the halach. Right. Shmuel Navi warned on Israel. He says, you want a king? Be prepared. That's what the king is going to do. He's going to take the children, he's going to make them servants, cooks in the palace. You can't say nothing. That's called kingdom. This is Stalin, this is Lenin, this is, what do you call the guy in Italy?
Mussolini.
This is a king. This is a king. Oh. Saddam.
Russia right now.
Something?
Putin. He does
whatever he wants. Okay. Right.
He put the guy in jail.
So again, Akadosh Baruch Hu is very upset now. This little thing, it's a little thing, it's not really a big thing. And by the way, Yizebel already killed all the prophets. You don't have information, maybe thousands of prophets she killed. There's only 100 prophets left that Avad Yohanavi hid in 2 caves. All the rest is devil killed. And then she wanted to kill the Nabi, but she didn't kill him. Okay, she wanted. But she did actually, the Nabi says, she killed all the prophets. Only 100 left. That's how Hashem is not upset. Hashem is upset here, because she killed one person. And again, maybe the way she did it is wrong. Maybe for false witnesses. But they have a right. A king has a right to take it. And Hashem said, forget about it. The dogs will lick Ahab's blood. The dogs will eat Isabel's body. And that's what happened later, you see later. In the Navi later, that really did happen. Hamet la'achav, it doesn't finish yet. Hamet sentence 24, Hamet la'achav ba'i yukhlu akravim. The whole family, they're going to die, they're not going to have any burial. The dogs will eat them in the city. Hamet matadeh yukhlu ha'shamayim. The ones going to die in the field, again, this time they will die in the field, the birds will eat them. Such a punishment because you killed, and let's say he was innocent, but Ahab still is the king. Ahab, and this is a statement, and Navi says, was nobody as bad as him. Asher it makir asara b'nei Hashem, that he did so bad. Asher asit ha'ato Yitzhevel, he saw that his wife, this witch, she tempted him all the time and told him to do bad things. ויתב מאוד ללכת אחרי הגילולים, he was so bad with his worshipping the idols, ככל אשר עשו האמורי, like all the האמורי, the nation, the goyim, אשר הורישו אנשים בני ישראל, like the goyim used to do. That's how bad he was. Again, the description in the Tanakh about Yerovam is much more than that. If you remember, Yerovam, besides worshipping the Avodah Zarah, did two golden calves, did not let Am Yisrael to go to Yerushalayim, put troops on the highways, did not tell anybody to attend the Tamikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very upset at him. The Gemara said, "Enu chelek olam haba." The Gemara says, "Chotu machpit harabim." The Gemara said, "Enu chelek olam haba." Yerovam. Here the Navi says, "Ahab is the worst of the worst. Worst of the worst. What the worst?" Here comes really the punchline. Oh, he takes it very seriously. Ahab takes it seriously. This statement from Eliyahu Navi. He takes it seriously. He tore his clothing. He was wearing from that day on sack. Sack is like the sack that you have potatoes inside. It's very itchy. It's very, very itchy. It's very not comfortable. The Gemara says also, that thing also, if you wear it under your clothing, for sure, Hashem will give you a tabir. It's a guarantee. It's a guarantee Hashem breaks all the gezerot from a person if he wears it.
The same one.
But Yaakov, Mordechai. Yeah. Yaakov, Mordechai.
Yeah, yeah.
Then Yoram will wear it. Yeah, see later. Until it's behind. No, Mordechai was wearing it for only for 3 days. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Only Yutzal Arabim, only the ones that's holy. Not?
Right.
Mitzvah Nuziyot said, not everybody can wear it. If you do Teshuvah Shlama, you can wear it. It's not a joke just to wear it and go, you know, go to Manhattan, you know. You have to be holy. So he is very serious now. Now, yeah, that's the question. Right, same thing. Same thing. Yeah. Right. Well, Mordechai did it, but the children learn. The children.
3 days,
yeah. Not because it was fasting.
You want to have to save the Jews.
I know.
If I stop from learning Torah.
Right. So what would happen if you wouldn't have fasted?
Looking at
the Fatima.
And
Mark,
I was running
at holding on to another. So he said that when Hamas was sitting, there was lying too. Right. So, the children, right? The children that didn't prevent the Talmud Torah. Right. So anyway, Ahab sounds like he's regretting, but very, very seriously. He tore his clothing, he put a sick, he's fasting, everything. He does like Mordechai, everything. He's fasting. Now, the Gemara says, Vayishkav Batak, the Navi says, he's lying with it, he's going to sleep with it. You can't sleep with it. It's so itchy, it's like somebody is scratching you back with a metal brush. That's how bad it is. Vayalechak, he walks barefoot. Not only that, the Gemara Rishonim said, he went to Yehoshaphat, who was the king of Yehuda, and he asked him to give him lashes 3 times a day. One before breakfast, one before lunch, one before supper. Shoshimetesha. So Yoshafat was the king, exactly like a judge, even though that the king cannot be a judge, but so some kind of a judge. And so Yoshafat used to give him lashes with a whip 3 times a day. He says, I want to do tshuva, wearing fast, fasting, walking barefoot, talking about the king, the fool of the whole world. So you should expect, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept it. The semi exception by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You saw? You see, Achav now, he gave up, and he's walking barefoot, he's like humble now. Since Achav gave up, and he's on the low key right now, and says, to him, I won't do anything. In his son's time, whatever I say is going to happen in his son's time, I postpone it. So why don't you cancel it? Cancel it. The man did tshuva, fasting, wearing sack, his clothing, walking barefoot, is all the way down. Hashem said, I only postpone it. I says, why don't you just cancel it? That thing did happen to him. When he died on the street, the dog came, licked his blood.
It wasn't Choteh
Machti. Yerobam was Choteh Machti. It
was. It was worse than
Yerobam. I know. That's the question. Why it was? That's my question. It's not worse. It's not worse. Not true. Not worse.
He didn't cause him to do other
adulterations
himself.
A little bit, but not like Yerobam. Yerobam put troops on the highway. Didn't let anybody. He made 2 golden calves. Everybody was in the golden calf. לא, זה ירובם.
ירובם.
Why don't you come every week to the lecture?
He was not here.
So, he's on the internet.
But he really did not order this.
Well, he knew that he let his wife did it. I know it's not
that
clear.
He knew after the fact.
That's right. You're right. I have no answer for this. You're right.
I thought we said the wife is
He's a goy. She's not his wife. He's a goy.
So these children are going too, then?
Yeah, of course they're going.
So then what difference does it make that Hashem...
Hashem is going to destroy this family completely. She said she converted. It's not conversion. She expects this. So first step number one. To clear the question that Mr. Naboth is innocent. Today the Midrash says he was a chazan. He was the biggest chazan, Mr. Naboth. There's two versions. The biggest chazan. He used to come up to Yerushalayim. People used to come to Yerushalayim to hear him. The biggest chazan. One time he didn't go. The version in the Midrash, he said, listen, he doesn't get paid. I'm tired of it. Says the Midrash, Al Toma Me'onecha Ela Migronecha. Hashem gives you a nice voice, is not to charge the community $100,000 for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, besides all the other expenses that he wants to have. This is before the big shul sprang up. That was in the old shul. In the big shul, $250. That is Hashem more. Hashem gives you talent. You may not use your talent to do something that has to do with Hashem. Or when you're allowed to be able to make a concert in Brooklyn College, it's no problem. In the Binyan Oman Yerushalayim, you want to be a chazan, a chozerito, you're more than welcome. But they ask you to sing about Hamikdash. They ask you to sing it in the shul, in the kanisa, in the takneset, and says, no, I don't want to sing. And says, why do you think you have a voice? Why did Hashem give you a nice voice? Says the Medrash, that's what the Chachamim say. Since he didn't want to use your talent for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your talent was your voice, right? Here Hashem is going to plan it this way. She is going to hire two witnesses, and the two witnesses will say, he cursed God.
His voice.
With your voice. If you don't use your voice for God, it means you curse God. Hashem gave you a voice. Hashem gave you a talent to do something with a talent. Hashem gave you a voice to sing. I said, she did not know what she's doing, of course. But Hashem planned it this way that the court will listen, the witnesses will come, and he's going to be punished. Why? Because he denied the request and the love of the people for him singing. In one version, the Medrash said that he did not want to sing. One version said he did not want to go up. He didn't go up altogether to Beit HaMikdash. So that means like this, that he really deserved this kind of punishment, not for that particular thing. He doesn't want to sell the vineyard. But the thing that sells the vineyard is innocent. He doesn't sell the vineyard. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu made it in the same time, since he does not want to be Chazan, and he has a big expectation from the congregation, and says, Mister, you are rebelling, you said?
Rebelling.
Against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem will show you something, the two witnesses will come and say, you curse the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the end of it. You will see later in the next chapter that something else is not 100% with his
fast. The punishment
Right. But the way I only explain why the death was chosen this way, why is there not hire a truck to go in the tunnel and head collision?
Head on.
She hired witnesses, it means it was, she didn't say that he drove on Shabbat, she smoked on Shabbat, she could have said a lot of things to kill Naboth. She chose that way because, how you say, because that is the Medrash, since he did not use his voice, he did not use the mouth the right way, it's the Medrash. You mean just to understand what's going on, if you go back to chapter 20. Okay. Chapter 20 we learned last week, with your permission, was one of the prophets, his name was Michayu ben Imla, maybe Micha, the question is, if you remember last day, came to Ahav and got dressed up and he told Ahav, you should have killed Mr. Ben-Hadad. This was the first Assad. The first Assad was Mr. Ben-Hadad in Syria. This was last week, chapter 20 here. And he was asked, Ahav was asked, to destroy that nation completely and to kill this guy Ben Hadad, but he let him go, he made a treaty with him, let him go home. At the end of the chapter, if you look at chapter 20, it says the sentence 22, chapter 20, it says Melachim Malach chapter 20, which 20, I think
866.
This is after Eliyahu Navi came to Ahab and told Ahab the story. So he told him, because he did not kill the first Assad, because you let go of this Mr. Assad, you're going to die, and he's also going to suffer because of you. He's upset already. That means already he got the death penalty. And it says, an Avi that already proved himself that he's really the real Avi, if you remember the chapter last week. It says, an Avi tells him a message from God to you, you're a dead man. A dead man.
But he doesn't do the
Tshuva then.
He doesn't do
nothing, right? I don't know if the Tshuva can do. I mean, the man is back. I mean, maybe we should go attack him. Maybe.
Well, the Tshuva later.
Yeah. Maybe we can just attack him. We should go attack him. Anyway, the Navi says, again, the Navi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a prophet to him to tell him, you did wrong. You did wrong by let go this Mr. Asad. You should have chopped his head off. Since you did it, Hashem is very upset at you, and you're going to die. You're going to die, and you're going to die. And he takes it very seriously. And Navi says he goes home, he's very upset. Very upset. Navi doesn't ask him anything, doesn't say he doesn't have dinner, but he's upset. He takes it seriously. What happened? What happened if you get a message, you know, you get a letter in the mail, an invitation from Chevra Kadisha, you know? They said, tomorrow we're coming, you know? Tomorrow we're coming to pick you up. What do you do? I don't know. You call the insurance guy? I don't know what you do. Huh? Instead, Ari says he's busy. He's what's the next step? He wants to make a garden. He wants to make a garden. Oh, it's not so bad, you know. Maybe he wants to have a nice funeral. The people come to the palace, you know, maybe. But, says Ari like this. There are ten commandments. All the ten commandments included in the last one. Not the chmo. Excuse me. Don't have desire. Don't desire somebody else's property. The worst thing is if you desire that something that somebody else has, you're allowed to go purchase it. Excuse me. Not to go purchase it. When you see somebody else drive a new Mercedes, costs $1 million. I don't know, Albert, if you know. The new Mercedes today is on sale, $1 million. True. So you saw somebody driving it, you're allowed to say, okay, where did you buy it? I want to go to the dealer to buy one. You're allowed to. You can go to the guy. I said, excuse me, do you tell me this? It's a sin, major sin. Ekolo tachmot. Somebody bought a house, nice house. And after they saw, maybe you want to sell the house, it's a sin. Lo tachmot. You have to call the architect, to build me the same house someplace else. But you may ever, never ask somebody to sell you or to let you or to give you something that he owns. It's called Lo Tachmot. Soon I'll tell you why. I said, this guy is a dead man. The Navi came and told him, you're dead. I said, the next morning, or the next morning, next week, he goes down, his cousin, he owns a vineyard next to the palace. He says, I like this very much. Okay, I said, I'm sorry. So this is something that I own. I mean, already he committed the sin. But the guy is innocent, and Navot is innocent, says, listen, I don't want to give it to you. Forgive me. This I got it from my father. He goes home, he's upset. Are you upset? It's worse than the worst. He doesn't have dinner. Look how bad the desire that he has. This is the king that rules the whole world. And he already has invitation to go to Gan Eden, maybe Gan Eden. Maybe Ganom. It's not so sure where is he going. But he does believe the prophet, that the prophet tells him you're dead. He goes on his upset. The next morning he gets dressed up, he goes downstairs, he wants to buy a vineyard. So the guy says, I'm not telling you. He's upset, he goes home, he's not having dinner. You with 3 feet already in the other side of the world. You told me you're considered a bad man. The Navi said you're dead. So instead to the Teshuvah, what you do is you're going to have a desire for another property, your cousin's property, and since he doesn't want, what you do is upset, he's not having dinner. Okay? His wife comes, says, don't worry about it, forget it in the way that we learned, he got the property. He got the property, so his wife tells him, go down, get it. He goes down. So it's two sins. Sin number one is desire. Sin number two is stealing it. He killed everybody and he takes it away. The Rambam writes in his book, sometimes a person can commit a sin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will close the gate of Teshuvah. Can't do it.
That's
Pharaoh. The Rambam writes Pharaoh. But Pharaoh Hashem opened it later. Hashem calls the Get Sezari, that's the worst of the worst. Desire for somebody else's property. If a desire for his wife, for his property, for his ox, for his bull, for his donkey, it says you want it, doesn't matter if you take it, just by having a desire is bad enough. But to take it is the worst of the worst. It says that Hashem said to Eliyahu, says, go downstairs, tell him, that's the end of you. It says, Teshuvah is going to put sack, he's going to walk barefoot, he's going to turn it, means nothing. And it says that command number 10 includes the whole Torah. It says if you could not control yourself in your position, if you are a dead man already, if you're the king of the world, and you have a right maybe you have a right to take from somebody, but you have no right to have a desire to take from somebody. Yes, if you want to build a highway, go ahead. You want to do something, you want to make an office for you, go ahead. But you say, I like this, I like it, I want to have it for myself. But the king is not allowed to either. It's nothing to do with the king. The king is allowed to do whatever he wants as far as the king is concerned. Not because he has a desire. He can take somebody's wife and says, I want to marry you. I'm going to kill your husband. That says, that's the worst of the worst. That's Hashem doesn't forgive. He can do teshuvah, the gate. Now he says, What? What? What do you don't think?
Aren't you now allowed to think
that they're going to have to? I have no idea. I don't know. If you remember, the Hadak brings a Midrash. The Hadak brings a Midrash. It says the Gemara, Uya bat sheva le David misheshet imi berefi. Ela shahala paga.
Right.
Says the Gemara, but Sheva is really the wife of David. How she's the wife of David? How? If you remember the Midrash, when David killed Goliath, the guy that helped Goliath to hold the shield, his name was Uriah.
You promised
After Goliath was on the floor, David wanted to chop his head. He ran to Goliath to take Goliath's sword to chop Goliath's head. But Goliath had a combination on the sword. Uriah knew the combination, so he asked Uriah, that was standing next to Goliath, surprisingly looking at his master dead on the floor, can you open this, give me the sword? So we are already in that crucial moment, ask him, what are you going to give me for this? So David said, anything you wish. He says, I want to marry a Jew. So David said, I make sure you marry a beautiful Jewish girl. Yatabat kol ma'ashamayim, Hashem said, you're giving it to him. That's the secret of the Gemara says. Kol ha'omer David chata toe. Says the Gemara, says the Radak, says the Midrash, what it means, David is not a sinner. Of course David is a sinner. What do you mean he's not a sinner? It says in Tehillim, the whole chapter is David's sin. Levad Uriah, it is, the Navir says David's sin. It says, but taking Bathsheba is not a sin because it is really his wife. The reason why this guy Uriah married her is because David promised Uriah a girl, so the, and Hashem said, which girl are you going to give it to him? Yours you're going to give it to him. Yours you gave it to him. Really, Bathsheba was David's wife from the beginning. But he missed it. He lost it to Uriah since Uriah opened the combination for him. Therefore, Chachamim say, this is the Radak, Chachamim say, therefore it means David HaMelech did not sin, and this is what Gemara means. That David HaMelech did not sin since Bathsheba really is his wife. But he's not allowed to desire. Of course, David HaMelech, the way he says in the Navi, he desires. He saw Bathsheba, he said, I want to take this lady. He said to go put Mr. Uriah on the front, make sure he's dead, because I want his wife. Of course it's a desire. David has a desire, that's because that's the root of the desire business. That's the root. Adam. That says Adam HaRishon, Chava. That's really the secret of the Etrog. Etrog, it says, Kitava Ula Enayim. It says Chava looked at the Tadat, the Torah says it's a desire that she had in her eyes to have this fruit. The desire is, in Aramaic, it's called meranget. It's like a etrog. It says the desire that David had for Bathsheba is the same desire that his great grandmother Chava had for the tree. This is the desire of Achav. The desire of Achav that he wanted. This is what does he want? A vineyard. What's the vineyard? Grape. That's exactly the story. David tells us a story. He wants a vineyard. A vineyard. How about a tennis court? Why does that? What else he can have if he wants a vineyard? Because the Gemara says in one version that Es Hadad was the grape. Achav.
Yeah, but he didn't want a vineyard. Want to make into a vineyard?
Doesn't mean. But it means he has some kind of a desire for vineyard. Again, that desire comes from Chava. That had a desire for the tree. The tree was a vineyard. Sachatan Avim, this is remember lecture last week. Chava, the Midrash says, squeezed grapes and gave Adam HaRishon to drink. Huh? Okay, now come the punchline. I'm not so good in Kabbalah, I'm not so good. And, you know, on the surface I can talk like this, the language. The language of Kabbalah a little bit. In Kabbalah, every letter has a numerical value in Hebrew. Yeah? Aleph is 1, and then Bet is 2, then goes numerical value, Gematria. Then it goes to 10, Yud is 10, then it goes to 100, Kuf is 100. These things called in Kabbalah called Mispar Katan. Mispar Katan means there's no 10, there's no 100. Every time you take the number, but disregard the zeros. A zero is nothing. You have 1, and you put 6 zeros, it becomes a million. Who cares about zeros? No one. This thing is called Mispar Katan, small number. Okay, now I want to show you something. Yeah. Well, let's take Haman and Zeresh. Haman. Haman, like this, K is 5. Mem is?
4.
Nun is? 5. How much is together? 13. Okay, now this is Haman. Let's take Zeresh. Zayin is 7, Reish
2,
Shin 3. How much is it?
12.
9
is
7, 2
is
9,
plus
3
is
12. So she is 12. And Haman is? How much is it? 25. Okay? 25. Okay. I take Mordechai and Esther.
25.
But see, one second, Mary is 4, Resh is 2,
Yud is 1,
Dalet is
4.
How much is it?
10.
Chaf?
2.
2. Yud?
10. 22.
1.
1. 1.
1.
How much is it?
12 is not. It's 15.
I don't know, I'm not good in math. I have no idea. Albert, do you pay taxes? Tell it to Albert. Albert, do you pay taxes?
I used to pay. Thirteen.
Okay, how much did I sell?
It's 13.
Mordechai, how much?
13.
Okay, let's do Mordechai again. 12. Where Mordechai again? Mem is how much?
4.
Okay. 2.
6.
Dalet.
4.
How much is it together?
10.
13. Okay, how much is it, Zevin?
She's 14 put together.
Harif says, Harif says, this is called Kochot Atuma, the impure chariot, like Kavat Meach.
Kavat Meach.
I don't know if you know or not. Adam Rishon had two wives.
Yeah.
First Chava.
Chava, the first one she go, and then the second Chava come out and she marries him.
The first one is Lamed Yud, Lamed Yud Tav.
Yes. Does she have
the same
gematria
also or no?
I don't know. Make the third one.
Dam Katan, the Katan?
Right. This is the power of this lady, that she can kill all the Nevi'im and she can do all the tricks she wants. She is really a Goy. Goy has the power from that, what we call the Satan's wife. She has the power of Satan's wife. And the power what she has is to trick over here Rahab to kill the Nevi'im, because she is the one that, if we may say, had to do with convincing Chava to do the betting. And here comes our story, that this girl is so bad, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not forgive, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said she's going to suffer and Rahab is going to suffer, since Rahab had this kind of a desire, and he is the one that continuing, if we may say, the sin of Adam HaRishon, he cannot control himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu closed the gate of Tshuva and says, you're going to die. It says that the dogs will lick your blood. It says this is a punishment that you should have known to control yourself and not to have desire, something like Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon, Hashem told him, when you're going to have, you can eat from that tree, what's going to happen to you? You die. It says chapter 20, the Navi says, you're dying. It says, you're dying, what do you do? Instead he's going to be busy with that desire that he wants to have this vineyard. It says, like Adam HaRishon, even though Hashem warned him he's going to die, he said he ate from the tree. It says, Achav, even though he's a dead man, he's going to have this desire for the vineyard. Hashem closed the gate of Tshuva, says Ari, Hashem will never forgive him, will never let go his decision about him, It's not going to happen right now, it's going to happen later, because still he's doing some kind of tshuva. The tshuva is never accepted, because Lo Tachmod includes, Donald Design includes all the commands that we have in Ten Commandments, because that's the tikkun of Adam HaRishon, not to have desires, not to envy anybody, not to be jealous of anybody, because that's the root, is the desire that Adam HaRishon has.
What is the